It's a writing challenge. Flipping out today on the Rock Focus. Checking in with our project stage. I'm still at rough shape. Writing did happen today, but it was late in the day. 1,575 words after yesterday's struggle. I recorded this day's post long before I managed to work on the primary project. What happened? Well, this was a busy week, which I knew going in. In addition to regular commitments, I have more commitments for Thursday and Friday and an all-day event on Saturday that I knew about but had forgotten until I was reminded by a kind person on Tuesday. Yikes! That reminder may have contributed to yesterday's frittery jittery. In passing, as part of an earlier section, I mentioned that planning for the week is essential to the writer. We have to look at the upcoming week, and really the upcoming month, and plan around the disruptions. I didn't put the all-day event on my calendar. My fault. I was depending on someone else to put it on the group calendar. That didn't happen. Still hasn't happened, but I should have whipped out my phone and sent myself a note. Life lesson here, don't depend on other people to record the upcoming schedule. Head-slapping moment. Lesson 43. When we know writing is impossible on a planned day, we can flip that day out with a creativity or planning day or a rest day. Today I flipped my writing project. I can snatch increments of project writing later today, but I need my laptop and access to the internet for this section. I won't have that for today's ending hours, so writing the current project comes last today. I may not achieve my 1,000 words today. Caveat, I did. But I have Friday and Sunday that may be possible to get the weekly word count. So, flipping inside a day is also a possibility, just as I can have additional writing time squeezed in from somewhere else. Flipping the writing is simple. It just takes awareness. Much of writing is about awareness of our personal writing time, of our story world, and of the needs of those around us. We need to be aware of our commitments and obligations when we are with those we love and when we are performing the tasks that keep us engaged with community and the jobs that pay the bills. We should be totally present rather than distracted. Awareness helps us be totally present. Writing is frustrating on its own. Characters won't let us push them around. The exciting action scene falls flat. The drama building in a relationship turns melodramatic. The words are stuck. Our minds won't settle. We run down alleys only to be faced with high brick walls. Those commitments and obligations have their own frustrations. Sometimes they create the interferences with our writing time and perhaps even our writing mood. We have seasons when our writing time has to move to the back seat. You pick that length of time for the writing to be off schedule. Long blocks of time for writing are desirable, but not necessary. We can crowd in a half hour here or there, or even several 15-minute increments. We can map out a scene while we drive, or dictate, then plug in the headphones and transcribe it, building and adding and fixing. The greatest problem with our writing time, the greatest problem with flipping, is when we're dealing with toxic relationships. Toxic relationships affect our ability to generate words and achieve our goals. Being mad when trying to write a joyful reunion, feeling worthless because some sociopath delights in tearing down the people around him, those situations aren't conducive to writing. I have no solution for people who are involved in a toxic relationship. They have to decide. I do have questions for them, the chief of which is how long? Because toxic relationships don't improve. Even in the worst seasons of our life, we should look ahead and see the coming of spring. I know, my horrible season lasted for years. In the worst of that horrible season, smothered with cold and dreary day after dreary day before me, those 15-minute increments were not even possible. That season did reach its end, however. I had a lot of grief, but now I'm happier than I have ever been. I'm achieving my long-term writing goals, delayed, but now possible. Lesson 44. Our chief concern should be our long-term writing goals. Yes, I know we want to write every day, all day long, but there's life, you know. Whenever we have to flip around our schedules and flip around our commitments and responsibilities, we do so with awareness of our long-term goals. Have you considered what you will do when you finish this book you are writing? Do you only have one book in you, or are you in it for the long haul? Awareness of what you want and how you want it, those are the key. Flipping your devotion to what's important for your writing goals, that's the lock. Insert key, open lock, and walk into your dream. What inspiration did I have before I started my 1,500 plus words for the day? Here it is. If you don't see the book you want on the shelf, write it. That's by Beverly Cleary. I ended with No Two Persons Ever Read the Same Book by Edmund Wilson. Thanks for listening to The Right Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee, with assistance from Remy Black and Edie Ruins, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on therightfocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes are running short this month, but usually they last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Daily in April, we're bookcasting Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, copyright 2020. Take lessons from today's episode and write on.